Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hi guys, happy Monday.
Happy Monday. We have cozy slippers on.
Yeah, it's big slipper day over here.
Slipper City.
Slipper Central.
Slip and scissor.
The different directions that we went musically though.
Yeah, we still went musically though. Yeah. Remember musically?
Oh God.
What a time.
I was just telling Kristen, we were talking about wearing, like, the only thing we've been wearing out is our Uggs. Recently, because they keep our toesies warm. But are you guys seeing the TikToks going around of how the Uggs that we all like buy and love today is a completely different company than the original Ugg company?
Than like Ugg Australia?
Ugg Australia.
Okay. I think I've heard this.
Different website. So basically,
I don't know, it's a different website.
Yeah, completely different brand. Ugg Australia. So Uggs are a type of shoe. So they were never able to get like the rights to this style. So there's always been Ugg Australia, which is like the brand that we knew and loved back in the early 2000s.
Right.
But USA came up with their own Ugg brand, which is just Ugg, literally like ripped the logo. It's a full replica of Ugg Australia.
I thought it was the same company this whole time.
Nope. Everything's like, I don't know if it's made in China, but like low quality. Half of it's like not even real leather or fur.
So, like, the Ugg store here on Fifth Ave.
Is
like
Ugg America. America, in quotes. Crazy, what? Right? It's not like the Ugg. If you look, let me pull it up for you and you'll like, see. You'll remember this. Okay. So, the logo on the right is, I think.
Okay,
like,
yeah. It says, right? Australia. Yeah.
Right. Those are the ones we knew.
Yep.
Now, like, if it, you check our booth, it's Ugg. But it's the same logo. But it's Ugg USA.
So, they're not the same company.
Nope. Different, completely different company. Ugg Australia is still like family. I think it's like fifth generation owned. Completely everything's made in Australia.
I'm so confused.
Isn't that crazy?
This says genuine heel, counterfeit heel.
Maybe that's on like Ugg USA propaganda.
Right.
For real.
It's propaganda.
So I think the website is like Ugg Australia since 1970 something.
Okay.
If you go get away from images and just go to Google, it'll show you the actual website of high quality Ugg boots that we remember.
This says outside Australia and New Zealand, it's Ugg.
Yeah.
But it's still a trademark of Deckers Outdoor Corporation.
So Deckers bought Ugg, I believe. But Uggs Australia is not Decker.
Okay. In 2016, Deckers rebranded to Ugg instead of Ugg Australia in response to an investigation by the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission because of a complaint that the reference to Australia and its branding of sheepskin boots manufactured in China and Vietnam was misleading and deceptive.
Crazy, right? Do you remember
Let me grab my Ugg real quick. Hold on. Oh my God, it's only Ugg.
It's Ugg, yeah.
These were so expensive.
Right? And you know what's crazy is, you remember how we had our Uggs for years? Such good quality, held up. The fur
do you remember? So my mom, my sister, and I all used to share Uggs. We have the same size feet. So like, we're not going to all buy.
Yeah, that'd be whatever. Crazy.
They're so expensive. My mom still has her grays.
The gray ones.
Remember the grays?
Yes.
And her black ones and her like this color ones.
Wow. Yeah. And like these, look at, I could even tell on my, I just got the Taz.
Made in Philippines. Sorry, what? I keep interrupting
no,
you.
No, it's kind of crazy. It's okay. It like blew my mind when I first saw that original TikTok. I just got the Taz boots not even a full month ago, and the fur is already like matted.
I'm so mad right now.
Pissed.
Well, what do we do about this?
Only buy from UGG Australia if you want like the good OG high quality ones.
Can you?
Like, yeah, I'm sure they ship
it. So it goes over.
Yeah. So UGG, let me give you guys the actual website. It's uggsince1974.com.au. So that's the original UGG Australia website.
Oh my God.
They even have like a whole forum page on their website that explains like, yo, we're not UGG like reserved in any way.
So you know what? So all these platform looking things, that's UGG. That's not UGG Australia.
No. And remember when they popped up kind of in the like, I want to say like 20, they popped back up in 2018-ish. Yeah, and we were like, oh my God, UGG's like, rebrand. Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was a rebrand.
Yeah. No. It's just, it's when Decker bought or changed their name to UGG.
Here at UGG since 1974. Okay, so I'm going to stop right there. That's trademarked. Yeah. UGG since 1974. That's how they got away with just stealing UGG.
Yeah.
We're often asked whether we're the same company as UGG.
Sorry, let me interrupt. They also got away with just having UGG because, like I said earlier, it is a type of boot.
Right. That okay, like tennis shoe.
Yeah, and that's why they weren't able to get like the right patents to stop other companies from calling their shoes UGG. Yeah.
Oh my God. The answer is a resounding no. We are not related to UGG in any way. But for those who aren't across the UGG story, it's an easy mistake to make. Oh, they're so nice about it.
Right? It's just like a family.
Our logos are similar. We both sell UGG boots. But beyond that, we're proud to say that the similarities between UGG since 1974 and UGG end there.
Mm-hmm.
We do not currently, nor have we ever had an affiliation or relationship with UGG. They're privately owned. They're a third generation owned business still operating in Australia. I am like really upset with myself right now.
Right? It's crazy. Let's take a look. Take like, a peek at their products.
Buy from them.
Right.
Okay. That's kind of what I was looking at. That's why I was like, they're not doing. Oh, wait. Hold on. Yeah, they have platform.
Good. Whoa. Are they way cuter? Expensive.
No, they just have denim ones. Look at these. Sick. They're really cool.
Yeah. So if you guys are just like in the market for Uggs,
make sure you shop Australia.
Yeah. UGG since 1974. Yeah. These are sick.
Their platforms are different though. Look, they slope down. Whereas look at mine, they're straight across.
But like bet they probably did that for a very specific reason for this style of shoe. Like they obviously care about their products. They're a little bit pricier than what we spend.
Not really. The
well, like these are kind of crazy.
Well, yeah, because those are like the denim. Like, the cool ones. Some crazy ones.
What? But how much are classic, the chestnut?
The classic minis are $189.26.
Okay, that's like the same.
Yeah. Oh my God, this and is they crazy. Use
like UGG USA uses like the same color names. The chestnut, like the OG chestnut.
Yep.
Nuts, right?
Oh my God, this is crazy. I all want sold these. Out,
though.
Look at these. Look how cozy these look.
Cute. Oh.
Oh, oh my God. I would lay every day. These are called the halfies. Woman's halfies. Go look up halfies, guys. Wow, what a great way to intro a gift giving episode.
Right?
Not sponsored, but fuck. Go support UGG since 1974.com.au.
Crazy.
Now I'm going to look up UGG.com.
And wow. America just thinks they can get away with anything.
Yeah. UGG.com. Completely different thing.
Yep.
Holy crap. I'm really upset.
Yeah. It's kind of sorry to hit you with the bad news.
Everything's a lie.
On another note, my mom always asks me every year, like ahead of time, obviously, what I want for Christmas. And she usually does like one big gift for me and then for my brother. And this year I asked for a new vacuum. And
mind you, let's talk about our situation up until this.
Okay.
We have a husky lab. She sheds like no other. If you have a husky or a shedding dog, like you get it.
The hairiest being.
I mean, even my sweater right now. And like, I pet her for like a second.
We have to like preface and warn people when they come over, like, yes, ooh, maybe don't wear black.
It's bad.
Yeah.
And the vacuum we had was Alex's and it was like a Costco.
It was like a $34 Bissell.
That small vacuum. It hustled.
Hey, it did really well.
On wood, but not on carpets. Carpets, I ended up getting this like scraper thing. It did work really well, but you had to get on your hands and your knees and you had to literally scrape.
It took a solid 17 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Roughly. 12 if you were quick at it.
Yeah. And then you have to vacuum it. So you scrape it all off the rug onto the floor and then you vacuum up the hair. It was just this whole process. And I mean, I thought it just came with the job of having a dog.
Right.
Because even when we lived at Auckland back in LA, we had another vacuum and like even that really didn't do it. No. I was like, maybe it's just, maybe I just have a shedding dog that no vacuum can power through. And
you
that's
just
the
like
price I'll pay.
Yeah. And you just like accepted that too. I did. You just like thought that was reality.
I did.
And I did too.
Because she's my first dog. Like, right. I just thought that's how it was.
Yeah.
So
my mom got me which one is it? The Dyson V8.
Yeah, there you go.
It's the wireless, like handheld one, the long skinny one. And it got delivered early. So I set it all up. When I tell you that this is the best.
It's so good.
The best thing that I will have with, I already registered it for the warranty.
Okay, good. I was going to ask about that.
I will have this hopefully for the next decade.
Oh, Dyson's so great. You will.
Right.
You will.
But we whipped it out. I set it all up, got it hung up, and did a test run on our rug that's in our living room.
It's a black and white checkered rug. So the black is usually gray.
Yeah, right. Covered in Link's hair. And we have not a single hair in this apartment anymore.
It's so good.
It's so good. We were testing it out. Kristen brought it into her room to do her rug. I did my rug in my room and we're just like whipping it around the whole apartment.
It's like fun.
Yes.
Like, I feel like we're going to like fight over who gets to vacuum now.
Oh my God.
It's easy. It's fun. It's quick. It's truly, yes, it's Alex's gift, but I'm so grateful to
hey, it's for the, get it's the for benefits. It's for the apartment.
It's so nice, you guys. Oh, so
thank you, Mom.
There's another gift idea. It's fucking pricey, but god damn, is it worth it?
Yeah.
That Dyson is one of those brands where like it's worth the money.
It's an investment. It really, like, they really care about the quality of their products. Yep. How, like, the function, how it works.
I love the charging port. Like, it's, yeah, you hang it on the wall.
It's, then, you don't, yeah, just like plug
it
in.
You don't plug it in. And yeah. Then have to like do the thing where you're holding the cord with your left hand while you're vacuuming with your right hand.
Right.
Like, it's, yes, that's not impossible. You can fucking do that. But like, it's those little things, especially during chores, where if you can just convenience the process of your chore a little bit, right, better, it's less of a burden.
Or for like if you break a glass, I don't know, in your kitchen or something, you don't have to like grab it and like find an outlet and then vacuum it up. Like, you literally just pick it up,
grab it, and then done. Put it back. It's so great. It makes me even love Link more.
Right.
Honestly, I'm like, shed all you want, girl. Go
ahead.
I'll
pick it up in 2 seconds.
Like, please shed. I'm bored. I want to vacuum.
Right.
And then pet her and then vacuum it up. So
it's amazing.
It's a win-win. Link does get sad when we vacuum though.
Yeah. I think she knows when her hair like isn't covering the apartment.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I feel bad.
She'll get used to it.
Well, yeah.
She's going to have to.
I want to get the pet attachment.
Yeah.
And then they have like a pet grooming one that you put on the Dyson and you brush your dog with it and it sucks up the hair.
That's
directly
crazy.
I wonder how intense it is. You probably put it on like the lowest setting,
right?
Or it like muffles it,
it's
or
probably
something.
Like a grooming tool,
it's what it's called, but it's expensive.
Yeah,
that I'm like, okay.
Yeah. And like she shakes so much that, yeah, like she does it herself.
She's not like a mat dog.
She's a self-sufficient
either. She's not like there's those breeds that like get matted and
right
stuff.
And
like,
you need to like brush out their undercoat, like, right. she's fine. She's soft. Fine.
She's a soft, cute little baby girl.
Wow.
She's stinky though.
She does smell like a Cheeto sometimes.
My hands smell from petting her earlier. Yeah, I smell like, sometimes she'll smell like a tire shop. That's every once in a while.
Why do you have a band-aid?
Because I'm picking out my fingers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Stop.
Way to point it out.
Well, no, I was worried. I thought, like, did your nail break or something?
No, those are even worse. My hands are just in bad condition.
You
right
always
now.
Got good length on your nails. Mine are brittle and thin.
Mine are just, I haven't had my nails done since Cartopia. I don't know. Because then I kept them blank for Thanksgiving. I figured with cooking and stuff.
Yeah.
And then now I'm just picking so bad on my thumbs. And now my pointer finger, I just need to stop.
Yeah.
It's just so hard.
Maybe
picking is a real fucking thing. It's not just like, I have a bad habit. Like,
no, it is.
When it comes with fucking stress too, like that's the only time I do it.
It's a fixation.
Yes. That and like my skin.
Yep.
Oh my God, I went crazy on my skin last night.
Really? Because I can't tell.
Really?
No.
Okay. Yeah, it was in my mirror. And do you ever, like, after you pick at your face, you step back and you're like, stop.
Yes.
You have to, like, tell yourself.
Like, and there's, like, times where I'm up probably a quarter of an inch yeah. from the mirror, and like, I realize I haven't breathed.
Yeah.
Haven't caught a breath yeah. in probably like 45 seconds.
I know.
And I like step back and I'm like.
And you're all like red and puffy where you've been picking.
Yeah.
That's
it's not good.
I don't know. Sometimes I like I've gone through several pairs of tweezers because if I pick too much, like sometimes I'll be like plucking an eyebrow and then I'll like
move
the tweezer to like yeah. grab like skin.
Dead skin.
And I'll throw away the tweezers and then I'm like, fuck, I don't have tweezers. So why? I buy them again because that's how I have to be like. I won't stop.
Don't do it.
I need to get rid of my picking tools.
Oh.
Like, do you remember those? I mean, I say that like they're in the past, but they're probably still a thing. You know those pimple popping?
It's like tools? A hoop.
It's a hoop on a.
Yes.
It's like for a dermatologist and like there's a one way to use it.
Yeah, if you
use
bought it wrong. One of those?
Yes.
That's nuts.
And again, there's like a trained way to use it.
Right.
That works.
But like in our hands.
I'm like, boom, like yeah. I'm sticking it in my eye.
Yeah. I'm like scraping my whole face.
Yeah. Like it's bad. I bought the razors, like the facial razors.
Yeah.
Cause my stash has been going crazy. I don't know if this is like 28 or something, but like
me too.
It's a thing. And maybe I'm noticing it more since I got my lips done. Cause I'm looking at my lips more.
Could be. Yeah.
I don't know. Or maybe it's showing more since the lip flip is kind of like, whoop, sloping the upper lip.
Yeah. It's like hitting a light or something.
Sure. But I bought them and I was even like, okay, Kristen, like I had to tell myself, like, this is only for the stash. You're not picking at nothing. You're not using this for anything else.
Yep. You know what I noticed? And I will live on this hill until I die. That's the phrase, right? I will die on this hill.
No, die on this hill.
Yeah. I will die on this hill. When I get my nails done, I don't pick my face yep. and I don't pick the skin around my fingers.
Especially Gel X because they're obviously like they're thicker than a natural, you know, relatively thin bone nail. So it's hard to like get in.
Yes.
And if you do, it doesn't break the skin.
Right.
Whereas your real nails break the skin.
When I have my natural nails, especially because mine are so thin and brittle.
You can like get
under.
I am
constantly like, I
your
have my,
scalp?
Yes,
me too.
I have my fingers in my hair. Yeah. I'm constantly like scratching my forehead to find the
texture.
Tiny, yes.
I know.
Get like.
I know. I just need to get them done.
Yeah.
There's honestly no reason. After Thanksgiving now, like I can get them done. I just literally haven't physically gotten my ass to the nail salon.
It's just like, it is a medical thing at this point for me because I know the second it'll take probably 2 days for me to not have nails and my fingers will look like that and my skin will be so picked at.
Yep. It's awful. And you might be listening to this thinking, just do your nails by yourself. I've done that and I still pick. Because I'm also just not really good at doing my nails. So if they don't look nail salon perfect, I pick
them.
Then
you're picking at your nails and
the imperfections that I fucked up on the paint job.
Yep. And then it leads to you picking at your fingers.
It's just the motion of it.
Yep.
The second I pick at anything, I'm like,
ooh.
And I like relapse.
Back to it.
Yeah. So
anyone else there out there that could relate, I'm sure.
Oh my God. It's such a thing.
Yeah.
I know it is. But I need to stop. It's hurting. I have a Band-Aid on my fucking finger.
Yeah.
And I honestly should just Band-Aid these up. And you know what? I'm like embarrassed because tomorrow going out during the day.
Oh.
And like I have to go out and see people with these thumbs. Today when I got coffee with Shelby, I was showing her something on my phone and like I noticed myself like hiding my thumb to give her the phone.
I get that.
You know?
Yeah. No, I totally get that. You know what I used to do? Band-Aid them up with some Aquaphor underneath.
Mm-hmm.
Let it sit for like 24 hours. I know it's like kind of gross and like soggy.
I'll
but
do it today. I'm not going anywhere tonight. Yeah, maybe I'll do that. Thanks for listening. The fridge is open. Two bars. I'm gonna swap it.
Swap it.
I'll let it drain. I can always get up and do it again.
Did you listen to Nicki Minaj's album?
No.
It's good.
Is it? Is it good?
It's really good. I'm going to say a song that I like. I don't know if it's my favorite. I have actually have four more songs to listen to on the album, so I'm not going to call it my favorite yet, just in case one of those is my favorite. FTCU, Fuck the Club Up, I think is what that stands for.
Fuck the Club. Did she does she have that in the song?
No. Oh. I don't.
If she like dropped that in the background of the tail end of the song.
There's her first song is a sample of Billie Eilish.
Oh, really? Yeah,
the first song on the album. It's a really good album. I think she killed it.
Okay.
She's great.
I'll listen to it through.
Yeah. I guess that's my song of the day. You want to do song of the day?
Sure. Okay. My song of the day is All For You by Janet Jackson.
Oh.
Remember that song?
All For You. You were listening to like an old playlist like that the other morning.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
It's really good. I fall back into that every now and then. But.
Me too. Actually, what did my Spotify rep say about me? It was like, you tend to turn on only old music, but that's okay. Oldies are the goodies.
I don't remember.
That's because I only listen to old music.
Old songs.
Not
yeah.
like old and like 1970s old. I just mean like music everybody already knows.
Right.
Okay. So as you can tell by the title for today's episode, we're going to be talking about gift giving because obviously 'tis the season. But we also want to give some more general tips for gift giving
throughout the year.
Throughout the year. Birthdays, anniversaries, or just like you're feeling kind for someone in your life and you want to give them a gift. We want to give some tips on gift giving, things to think about, and also some literal gift
like
ideas.
Sources.
If you're like, I don't know what to do, we have some good ones that we've pulled together for you guys.
Do you remember when I got you a fish for, was it your birthday?
Whoa. I had fishes in my dream last night. And my face was super close to an aquarium.
Weird.
I don't know. I'm having, you know what I was thinking? Sorry, quick side note. I'm not going to get into the dreams. I'll do that another time. I've just pretty much been having really weird dreams lately. And I didn't tell you, but I haven't been smoking weed. I haven't smoked weed in like 4 days.
Okay.
So I think maybe I'm just getting.
Oh, that's absolutely what it is.
Yeah. Well, actually, the Victor one, that was. Before I stopped.
A weed night?
Yeah. This is only within... I haven't smoked the past 4 days, 3 nights.
Okay.
I don't know. Just side note. Alex got me fish. Actually, I think you got them... it was for my birthday.
Chad.
We named him Chad. It was a blue betta fish. And I had him for a minute.
That was a good gift.
Yeah, it was a great gift. I loved him so much. It was like... enough for me to take on as like my pet. But like my parents weren't like, what the fuck?
Too. Right.
And I remember Phil really liking him because betta Aww. Fish, their tanks are, you have to be so like
specific.
Yeah. Like the chlorine, not chlorine, but like whatever levels of whatever drops you put into it. I remember him like really enjoying
that process.
Oh, he
probably loved it.
And I had Chad for probably like 2 years and then he died.
Classic fish behavior.
We buried him.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. He's buried, you know, like the front office.
Yes.
Underneath the stairs.
Oh my God. Remember, okay. Sorry to tangent again.
No. Please.
Remember your fishes that you tried?
Yeah.
You tried for a minute to like really be like a fish girl
I
and
did.
Like get fishes. They were goldfish, right?
Yes. Well, yes. I was like kind of dating this guy. This is probably like 2021.
Yeah.
2021. Yeah. We went to the fair together and he won me a fish. I loved it. And what did I name him?
I couldn't tell you.
Oh.
You had like three.
I named him Arnold.
Oh, that's what it was.
I named him Arnold. And we went like the next day, like he came back over, like stayed the night. We woke up the next day. We went to Petco. I got like.
You got like a big.
I got like a 20-gallon tank. Like I was like, no, I want more of these. Like I love this. And
you were going to be like fish mom.
Exactly. And I wanted like cool fish to like put in with the goldfish. I also, the reason I got such a big tank for one fish is because I was reading that goldfish will grow to the size of their
They
space.
Could get big.
So I wanted a big goldfish.
Yeah.
And I had him for a minute and then I got him a friend and I named him Palmer. So I had Arnold and Palmer and I came home one day and
one of them was gone, right?
Palmer was missing. And I was like, uh-oh, Link doesn't kill things. Link, like when I say Link doesn't hurt a fly, Link literally, if there's a fly on the ground, she's like, and like stares at it. I don't know what happened to it. I actually had Alex look in the filter. And he
was in there. Shredded up.
Yeah. And so then I had Arnold after that. He was just solo dolo.
And he got another one, right?
No. And then Arnold went to the fucking filter.
Okay.
So I think it was the filter's problem, clearly. Or they were.
There was a moment, though, where you were like really looking for them and you thought Arnold had like eaten Palmer or like attacked.
That's where my head went first. But then I was like, goldfish aren't aggressive like that.
And like, they're like, they're like they social don't really do fish.
That. Right. And then, yeah, he was in there. So rule number one for gift giving, maybe not a fish.
Yeah. Or like if you give a fish, maybe just like expect them to have short lifespans.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah. rethink that one. Okay. But we're going to give you guys some really good gift examples.
Before we get into other gift examples, we want to start with just some simple things to consider. This year, Alex and I feel like we tend to do this every year, we kind of go, hey, what are you trying to spend?
Right. It's like when you're exchanging between with someone specifically, it's always good to get budget out on the table.
Yeah. I know nobody likes to talk about it. And I know people are like, well, that's not what gift giving's about. It's not about the money. And I get that. And that's true.
But it's nice to be on the same page. You don't want to like come in with like $100 gift and they got you a like
Starbucks gift card.
Right. Like a $15 Starbucks gift card. Like it's good to be on the same page when it comes to budget, sentiment. Like how personal are you trying to get with this person?
Yeah.
There's some factors that go into like a healthy gift exchange.
Right.
Also, I feel like something that happens more often than not is you always get that one gift from your great aunt that you never see. And it's something that you just like, it sits in a pile or like it ends up being tossed. There are ways to give high quality gifts if you're on a budget or if you don't know someone that well. Like you can finesse good gifts and it's not always just like the thought that count. Like, yes, it is, of course, so very thoughtful to give a gift, but you could make it a good gift.
If you're going to do it anyway and you're going to spend the money, like at least make it
put some
win-win.
Thought into it.
And it's not that hard.
It's not.
Something I think about when gift giving is what's something they wouldn't buy themselves. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what Alex and I did this year for our gifts is we said like, let's do things like we've been wanting, but we wouldn't get for ourselves. So you could start with something like that. Something like, along their passions, like Liana's last birthday, I got her this like vintage, God, what's the name of that tool? I'm forgetting. It's like, you know, the pitch whistle. I got her a vintage pitch whistle from like the 20s. She's not going to use it because it's like old and has like hundreds of years of mouths on it, I'm sure.
But it's so cool because she's a singer and she also loves like vintage style antique-y items.
Exactly. So you can kind of go off that. And it was literally $5 from a flea market.
Right.
Go there. Or something I really like to do, and I've done this before for gifts, is like, what are their plans this year? Are they traveling somewhere? Like you might not be going on the trip with them, but like get them a passport book holder.
Right.
Or this was kind of like a little more of an expensive one, but like cover their first night stay at their hotel. Or like, are they traveling somewhere specific? Like find an excursion for them and like pre-book it out. I like to think about that person's life as an individual and how I can like.
And like usability, something that they're
goes with it, right.
Something that they're going to be like, oh my God, this was on my list of things to actually do. But like you just made this trip, going off the trip example, this trip so much easier. Like even if they were going somewhere tropical and you did like a little gift set of like a pair of sunglasses, sunscreen.
Yeah.
Like a cute sarong thing for their bathing suit.
Right.
Things in threes are really nice to give as a gift set.
Yeah.
So if you are at a loss, get three small items and it's like a little package deal. They can use each item individually, but you're almost going like thematic with it.
The things in three thing is something I've done that all my life. I remember doing that for people in like high school.
Right.
Because things in threes feels like a lot, right? Like especially if you individually wrap them, they're like opening three different gifts. It feels like the gift giving like crazy, right? But then you can also make all three of the gifts be one theme. So my favorite go-to is like a self-care type of vibe. So you can do a candle, a mug, and a tea bag, or not one tea bag, but like a box of tea, one tea bag.
Or like a bath bomb or something.
Exactly. And all three of those things are probably like $5 a pop. So you're not really breaking the bank, but they can be used together to create kind of one like self-care night for themselves, right, or used separately for different occasions. So it's multi-use, it's affordable. I want to say it's quality and quantity. It hits both of those boxes.
Right. And it could be like personal, like you care about their night, you know?
Exactly. Like I curated these three items for you to enjoy.
I feel like we got that from our parents' generation. And do you remember the Bath and Body Work bundles?
Yes.
The lotion, the body wash, and then there was the hand sanitizer.
Yes.
And they would have all of their different scents and you would get the whole scent bundle.
Exactly.
That's like where it started.
It was shower gel.
Yes.
That was what it was called. Shower gel body lotion. Yeah. That's where it started. And
it's a good idea. Timeless. I used love to love getting, it. Giving those or yeah. getting those.
It's easy to do too. I feel like it's thoughtful, but it doesn't like puzzle you too much. Cause
right.
I mean, hence why we're making this episode. It can take a lot to think about the right gift for somebody, but everybody would appreciate three little things. You
right.
know?
Totally.
Like things that they wouldn't go buy for themselves. I think another kind of category of gift giving that I think everybody would appreciate is going the funny route.
Mm.
I love the funny route. I love like the inside joke based route.
Yes.
And it, you
kind of like gag gifty, but you could still make
use it.
Yeah, you could still make gag gifts functional.
Right. Something I think about throughout the year, I guess I'm more relating to this to Christmas. Things that people or that I talk about with people mm-hmm. and I'll clock it and I'll like literally write it down in my notes app and I'll be like, "Hey, that might be something to lean into for the gift season for holiday season." That's something I like to do. That's another general tip too, is just think about conversations you've had with that right. person that you're trying to shop for. Maybe they didn't straight up say like, "Oh, I want this one pair of shoes," but like, what's something they talk about a lot?
Right. I had this coworker and I swear to God, he ate ramen every day at work, every single day. And when he left the company, we all got him like a going away gift and we got him a 3-month subscription of like different unique ramen packets. So he would get a whole box of different ramens once a month. And I think it was like $30.
Boom. And like
such a personal gift.
You shaped his lunch for months.
Right. Like yeah. he then probably felt like, "Oh wow, my coworkers really know me."
Right.
Like yeah. I fucking love ramen.
Yeah.
They got me something that I would have bought on my own anyway.
Yeah.
But like this shows me that they you know, they pay attention.
Right. Another example along those lines for Alex's boyfriend this year, we're exchanging gifts. He doesn't listen, by the way. And if you're listening, click out right now, please. I'm about to say
he
your
won't
gift.
Listen.
I don't think he's listening.
No.
He's like a big snacker. He's like this kid can eat
garbage disposal.
It's nuts. But he loves good snacks. Like he has taste. He's not just like eating like boring shit. Right. So I got him, I forget the website, but honestly, when I was doing the research, there were so many websites that offered the same thing, but I got him a box of assorted, exotic snacks. So I got him some like Japanese candies, some Japanese chips. I got him a chips from like, one of them was from Poland, just like all over the world. And this company kind of curates these exotic snacks.
So fun to open.
Like $25.
Because you open it and it's not one of those that, you know how sometimes you open a gift and you kind of like forget about it?
Yeah.
That's one of those things That's one of those things you open and you're so excited to use it. You're right. So excited to open it up. And it's like a whole like 360 full circle experience. It's a full experience.
God, experience gifts are underrated.
Like they're the best.
I love, obviously a nice sweater is nice, or the new iPhone, or, you know, materials are nice and they have their things. And we'll get to examples of good material gifts later. But, you know, back to like the travel thing, like booking out an excursion or anything like that. Giving someone an experience will just last so much longer than a material thing.
Right.
Those inevitably are going to...
It's a memory.
They're going to get old. They might grow out of them. If it's clothing, it might not be their style in a few years, and they're going to, you know, donate it, which is fine. That's the life cycle of things. But if you're, you know, if you want them to remember your gift, go experience.
I feel like we always come across those like gift giving scenarios where you're put in a position where you have to give a gift. Like, I know one year we did Secret Santa at work, and you're given a budget, and you're assigned an employee to give a gift for.
Right.
And I know like a lot of corporate companies do this like gift exchange thing. We're put in these scenarios where we need to come up with a gift for people we don't like necessarily know very well.
That's a good point. I'm gonna do that in a minute.
Yeah, it could be like exhausting, and you don't want to like, oh, I got you $20 Amazon gift card. Like, sure, they're gonna use it, but
you gotta see this person every day too at work. Right. Like, you wanna make it a little memorable,
and you wanna make it like fun for them.
Yeah.
I know one year I got, one of my coworkers got me a puzzle, and I remember thinking like, wow, she really knows. Like, she picked up on those few times in the team meetings where I said, oh, I love escape rooms and I love doing like challenges and puzzles and stuff.
Yeah.
She got me a puzzle. Like, that was amazing. For people like this, try and think on a broader scale. If they're like a creative person, they have really cool subscriptions to like underground zines that they probably have never heard of, and they would think like, oh, this is a new source of inspiration for me. That one coworker who always has like a cup of coffee, get them a cool new mug. They have those like really cute mini, probably like $20 teapots, do like the trio gift thing, a cool mug, like
a French press,
or like a French press, and then like a set of a loose leaf tea or something like that. Like, try and pick up on some cues that, you know, everyone's gonna like if they get it, but it still feels personal to them because, you know, they love coffee, or, you know, they like love collecting magazines or doing scrapbooking. So you do something that, you know, they will use in the future.
On the experience note of gift giving, I feel like some other good ideas for that are cooking classes. Maybe I'm biased, but I feel like a cooking class is fun
still,
or even like the paint and sip. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Like, those are fun. You could do any shows. I think it's AMC.
Their monthly pass.
I think that's like, isn't it like 15 a month, or
I don't know. It depends. I think there's tiers.
Affordable.
Yeah.
What if you got them like 1 month of that? Like your friend that's like a big movie person.
Right.
And with like a little basket of like candies for like your first movie. Cute. And then like have the card inside of it. Because I will say, when it comes to gifting experiences, you still want to wrap it.
Yeah.
So do something like around that.
Something that I love to do. Oh, also Groupon could totally be your best friend in this scenario. Oh God, one year I got my parents a Groupon to a massage in like Napa Valley. Oh, so they went out there. That. They had a whole day. And they got a massage at the end of the day. You don't want to just like give them a printed out or like email them a Groupon
thing. Check
your
email.
Right. Yeah. So what I did was I got a card and I did like little pictures of, you know, like massage. And I made it like creative. So they opened the card and I was like, oh, I got you a day in Yountville.
I love that.
You can make something that's experience based, physical, and like still part of the actual opening a gift experience.
Do you remember that year where Scott and I got each other like the same thing?
No.
So we both wanted to travel somewhere.
Yes.
I blocked a lot of that out. But there was like a certain way that he presented the Ireland thing to me. I forget what it is. I don't know. But to that point, it inspired me when I surprised my mom with a trip to Australia. Obviously, same type of thing, a plane ticket. Like, I don't really know how I would gift that, especially because you don't have your boarding pass before your flight,
right?
Like confirmation number. I sent her a box of Australian snacks and she kind of went through them, and it was at the bottom, so she's like going through it like, oh, like what's this snack, like not really knowing what it was. And then boom, kind of a prequel to this experience that you're about to
embark on.
There we go. I posted a TikTok the other day and a reel talking about gifts I've given my exes, and one that people seem to like that I feel like is worth mentioning on here. If you didn't see that video, think about, and this can be good for literally anybody in your life. Maybe not so much like the coworker, but like your friend or your family or your significant other. Think about anything that they might be struggling with in life, whether that's confidence or motivation or grief or literally anything, and research what crystal correlates with that.
Love that
topic. Etsy's your best friend here. Etsy's your best friend for a lot of gifts. Shout out to Etsy. Look up crystal rings with that, whatever crystal you need for your person. And they're super affordable. You can stack the hell out of them on your fingers too.
I'm wearing one right now.
There you go. And they're literally like, I'd say the most expensive ones I've seen are like $8 a pop.
Yeah.
But you can get small, like thinner ones for like $3 each and get a few of those. And that, like, that's a thought out gift with a nice card that's like, hey, I know you've been really like grieving the loss of so-and-so.
Right.
And like, please clench this crystal whenever you're feeling heavy.
I love that.
Make sure to charge it, you know, every full moon in your windowsill when you go to bed. I love you. Merry Christmas.
So thoughtful.
Yeah.
Even for people who don't necessarily like get their own crystals or aren't a part of that, you know, belief, it still is a sentiment where, you know, it might like open their eyes or like get them into something that they've never even experienced before. I was going to say that on the whole experience part of gift giving, if you want to gift them an experience, it doesn't even necessarily have to be something that they like. You can gift it in the format of, I've done this before. Like, I think you'd enjoy it, and it might be something new for you to try. So like, don't be afraid to step outside of the bounds of their normal like day-to-day life as well.
That's a good point. Yeah, inspire them.
Right.
Another kind of when in doubt moment. So maybe this could be for the coworker or the acquaintance that you don't really know what to get them. Pet owners out there, you know it when I say it.
Oh, yeah.
If somebody got me something for Link, I'm happy. Like, you don't even have to get me anything. But right. Like, if they have pets, if the person you're thinking about getting a gift for has a pet and you don't know what to get them literally like, God, I'll even take like a Chewy or a Petco gift card, because those are good towards food. Those are good towards like toys, anything like that. Last year for Bree's birthday, I got her dog this like, it's like a Prada bag, but it says Pada.
Cute.
Like those little like knockoff designer dog toys are so cute.
Especially for a Frenchie.
Right. Oh my God. Yeah. They have so many cool like leash and harness brands now that are relatively affordable. I just want to throw that out there. I feel like that's a good kind of.
And even like like one free grooming session at your like local Petco or like PetSmart.
That, as a pet owner, I would appreciate that so much.
That would be nice.
And it just makes you so happy, because then it's like, yeah, it's not for me, but I mean, you know how good it feels when you give your dog a brand new toy and like makes their world.
Oh,
that's such a good idea.
I got last year, I got Link a little margarita bottle.
Oh yeah. Oh my gosh. She went through that.
Yeah.
Quick.
She loved that one.
We have a stocking for her. I need to get her some stocking stuffers. Did you get her any stocking stuffers?
Not yet. No.
Should we go in on something?
Sure.
What should we get her?
We should get her a new dog bowl.
Yeah, I do need to get her a new one. She has a wood one right now, and we have a like an AC unit next to it with a disco ball in it, and the disco ball fell and kind of cracked it. Didn't kind of crack it. It really cracked it. And I just kind of have it over there,
half
broken
off
as fuck, but it works.
She'll be so happy to get a new one for Christmas.
I know. I should get her like a really nice one, but they're kind of expensive. See, that's one of those things where like, I don't want to buy it for myself.
Right.
No, I need to get it to her.
She buys it herself.
She needs a fucking job. Another category, maybe this one's a little more niche. I don't know. But if you have any kids in your life, nieces, nephews, grandsons, granddaughters, whatever. I have a niece and nephew, a 10-year-old and a 7-year-old. And in the beginning of their lives, it was so hard to think of gifts because like, yes, I could go get them the toy that they've been wanting and that will make them so happy. And like, I've given the gift toys, like they're worth something and that makes them really happy. But they kind of just like forget about it.
They forget about it
a fucking month later.
Yep. And like clothes they grow out of so quickly.
2 seconds. Right. Yeah. Over the past few years, I've started to think about gifts that, yeah, they might not like, oh my God, right when they open it, but they will have it not only forever, but in the future, they'll appreciate it.
Yes.
And you can kind of, you know, these are the years, if you have young kids in your life, whether they're your own or not, where you are starting to create the heirlooms that they will carry on and like show their friends later, like, yo, my mom got, or my aunt got me this in like 2019, bro.
Right.
And they're like, what? Like you were alive back then? Like, you know, some gifts that I've given my niece and nephew in the past were from Etsy. I got Oliver this really cool compass and I got it engraved. It was like a wood, really like shiny, like really, it was fully handmade compass, and you open it and it has the, obviously the compass face. And then on the part that opened, it was like a gold plate and I had it engraved and it said, I forget the exact wording, but it said like, Oliver, wherever your future travels might take you, just never forget where you belong.
Oh, that's sweet.
I want to pull up what I wrote. Hold on real quick. It's worth it. But I need to preface something before I read you what it said. With this compass, I got him, it's like a, I forget the website. I got this idea from our friend Lee.
Mm.
He got this for me one Christmas. And you can buy a very, very small plot of land. And by small, I mean like inches. But you technically can buy this part of a land in the certain part of England that once you own it, you like legally can call yourself Lord or Lady.
That's so cool. Because
you own the certain fraction of this land in this part of England.
Do you remember the price point?
I think I want to say it was like $60.
Wow.
I don't think it was not anything crazy. It really wasn't. So this year, not this year, but the year I'm referring to, what I'm about to read you, what year was it? 2020. I got my niece and nephew each their own plot of land. So now they can literally call themselves Lord Oliver and Lady Sarah.
That is so cool. So, and they're probably walking around school like, call me Lord.
As they should.
Right.
They literally like
our Lord. They should write that like on job applications.
Right. When you buy the plot of land, they send you like your real certificate and like your plot number, and you can go visit the plot of land.
That's
crazy. So I wrote, Lord Oliver Mack, never turn down a travel opportunity. See as much of the world as you can. I love you, Auntie Kristen.
Oh.
And then for Sarah, I got her a necklace that said Lady Sarah, which is like, if you know Sarah, she's such like
a lady.
A lady. She's such like a little fairy. And like, I just knew she'd love a necklace that literally said Lady Sarah. Like, she's a Libra, if that tells you anything. Yeah. So little gifts like this, I remember when they opened them, they were like, huh? Like, they were kind of like, what is this? And I had to explain it. And they were like, oh, that's cool. But I know they'll appreciate it a lot when they're older.
They'll love it when they're older. And they're going to have it forever.
Literally forever. And I hope one day that because I have a plot of land out there too. What if I took them? And like, that was a trip that like the right. three of us did when like they're
and you saw your plots travel. Of land.
Look at that.
So sick.
And we could bring the compass and we won't get lost.
Do you remember in A Walk to Remember when he got a star named after her?
Yes.
This has been my dream gift literally since I saw that scene. I've always wanted someone to get a star named after me. I feel like that's such a like personal, amazing gift.
Why is that ringing a bell?
You've seen A Walk to Remember.
Yes. But in my personal life, I don't know why that rings a bell. I feel like either I got that for someone or they got that for me like years ago.
You know what I remember? I think at the, remember the Oakland Space and Science Center? I think that was a part of their, like when you did the, remember we went there on like a field trip? I think
the Chabot.
Yeah.
The Chabot Space. Yeah.
Yeah. I think you could get a star named after someone while you're there.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking. It rings a bell. Like
it's a good gift.
It's a really good gift.
So cool. Like,
and like,
I want to be everyone wants to be a star.
And they're probably just selling the same fucking star.
100%.
But like sentimentally, it's like, wow, it feels like, this, like you really got grand, me a star. Right. I'm a star.
I'm literally in the galaxy now.
Yeah.
Like there's something so like.
So human about
so
that.
So human.
That's so
about
human.
Literally being a part of the universe now.
We already are, guys. Don't worry. But like.
Right. But now my name's up
yeah,
there.
Yeah. Now I have a certificate. Well, literally your birth certificate.
Right.
But I digress.
Oh.
I think another good kid gift. I remember my uncle got this for me. I was probably like 8 and I was like, okay. And now they literally mean nothing, but he got me a bond.
Oh, cool.
Bonds don't really do cool. anything for you anymore. But like, even if you open like a little savings account for them or a piggy bank. Oh. I loved my piggy bank. And I had a few piggy banks. I saved money like crazy when I was a kid.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I mean, that tracks.
Right. I was obsessed with saving money. Like, if I ever got anything in like a card or a piggy bank. So get a kid a piggy bank.
One of the things that my Oma has always given me, I think like since she started giving me and my brother and like all my cousins, she would give us $2 bills.
Yes, that's literally what my aunts give me.
Yep, $2 bills. Oh, and God. Like, you can go to the bank and get like a cool crisp $2 bill. It's yeah. such a cool gift.
It's so cool.
I still have, and like on that same note of giving like Ollie something that, you know, they're like, okay, dope.
Right.
But later on in life, they're going to appreciate. I still have all my $2 bills.
Yep. And you're here to tell the tale.
And I'm like going to keep them. And yes. I just think about luck. My Oma when I see them. And yeah. Good luck. Like,
I always got them on Chinese New Year in the envelopes.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. I still have them all. You know, we should check them. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah. Saying, like, oh, they're worth trust money. Me. Already did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. They're probably worth like $30.
What years are good? Do you remember off the top of your head?
There's one that's actually a recent year.
Huh.
I want to say like in the 2010s okay. where it could be worth something.
I want to look at mine.
Yeah.
I have a lot back at my mom's house still too.
But I know a lot in the like 90s could be worth something, but they have to be like pristine condition.
Right. Mine are like thrown into a shoebox.
Mine are like folded up.
Yeah.
But still like
$2 bills. I don't even think I would sell it though.
No.
Because it's like means so much to me.
I actually have one of my favorite gifts I've ever gotten, and I'm not wearing it right now, but my Oma got me a coin with the year she was born. It's a Dutch coin and it has the Dutch princess on it of the year she was born. It was like wired into a necklace. And now she gave me the necklace. She said she's always worn it growing up. And it was like an heirloom that she passed down to me. But now she gives me the Dutch coins that I could later in life like also turn into necklaces.
Love that.
So now I have like 3 or 4 Dutch coins and then the one that I wear on my my necklace, my everyday necklace. Yeah. And it's just like, it's one of the best gifts. That
heirloom shit is so good. And like, you gotta start it at some point.
Yes.
They don't just pop out of nowhere. Like, it doesn't feel like much in the moment. And like I said, Ollie and Sarah probably are like, okay, cool. I don't fucking care. God, I just know they're going to love it when they're older.
Yep.
Gold is a good gift. It's a little more expensive, but that's a good like investment gift for a kid. Like, hey, I'm going to stick this to the side for you. I'm really thinking like an adult right now.
Yeah. If you don't know what to get your coworker, get them gold.
Get them a star. It's like an out of pocket romantic ass gift for your coworker.
You should tell a story of Tanner's coworker, the gift he got.
Oh my God.
There's a line you don't cross when you're giving a coworker a gift. And I think this kind of teetered that line.
It did teeter the line, but I will say, knowing who it came from, like, I know she meant
like well,
and she like, she's such a sweet girl. Like, you know,
it was just a little out of pocket because
okay, I'm gonna tell you guys it. Last Christmas, Tanner had like a secret Santa thing at
a work exchange.
His work, yeah. He actually works with my old cheer coach. I was like, oh, who'd your Santa end up being? And he's like, oh, it was, let's call her Alex.
Sarah.
Okay,
Alex.
Sarah.
Tiffany.
Salix.
Tiffany.
Okay, we'll call her Tiffany. Oh, it's Tiffany. I was like, oh, that's great. Like, you know, because I know her. Yeah, I have my own relationship with her, whatever. I'm like, what did she get you? Mind you, this is like weeks before Christmas. They exchanged early, so like.
And she had just met him. She started at.
Yes, good
point. That's an important note. She literally started at the company like maybe a month or two before.
Maybe.
And she didn't know him prior.
At all. And he's like, okay, so Tanner, big skater, like big skater dude. And she got him a skateboard. And I was like, even that, I was like, damn, like that's a good.
And they had a budget, right?
She went over budget, period.
100%.
She went over budget.
Don't never go over budget.
Not for gift, or excuse me, not for like work things, because then it's like not fair.
Right. Know? Well, you don't want to be that guy who shows up with a $100 gift when everyone is passing around.
You make everyone else look bad.
Yeah. Be considerate in that sense.
Yeah, she went overboard. But she got him a skateboard. I'm like, damn, like that's nice. Let me see
it. Well, weren't you going to get him a skateboard that
year? I was
going to
get him a really nice skateboard. Like I was looking at like fucking dope ass skate shops in Brooklyn. I was about to like throw down on a night, like new fucking trucks, all like everything. And I was like, damn, like I didn't say it though. Cause again, this is before Christmas. So I like didn't want him to know what I was doing yet. Oh yeah. She got me a skateboard. I was like, word. He's like, but like, look at what it says. We're on FaceTime. He flips it over on the back. Tanner's big Blink-182 fan. And he, like, his favorite song is I Miss You. And when I say that, like, he has, you know, the Spotify music code that you can scan to play a song. He has I Miss You tattooed on his arm. The Spotify code, not the lyrics.
The, like, QR Spotify code.
The QR Spotify code, right. She hand wrote all the whole song on the back of this fucking skateboard. The whole song. First word to last word. And I literally was like, what? Like that's some shit I would have done
that's
for
something,
him.
Right. That's something you do for such a close person in your life. To do that for someone that you've worked with for maybe a month.
Maybe.
Who you know has a girlfriend. And that song specifically, and, I Miss You.
And like knows his girlfriend.
Right. It's just a little like.
Again, I know her and I know it was nothing crazy. Like that's why I'm not sitting here like, what the fuck, bitch.
No.
Like, it's not that. It's just like.
It was damn. A little
like I was like, I should have thought of that.
Right.
And with it, she got him like a skateboard stand to put it on and
blew the budget out of the water.
An engraved business card holder with his name on it. How the fuck did you get that in 5 days?
Exactly.
Like her uncle must have been an engraver or something. I don't right. know. How did you get? You didn't get it off Etsy because that takes weeks.
Weeks.
I don't know how she got it so quick. But yeah, what an incredible gift. Don't get me wrong. But like for a coworker, it's a little crazy.
Read the room.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't do it. She did it. God, I'll never forget that. That was crazy.
Crazy.
Because he had her in return. And he's like, I don't know what to get her. He's like, you know her better than I do.
Right.
So I went on her Instagram. So here's another little tip. So if you don't know the person, I went on her Instagram and because I was trying to find her favorite color. And I'm just seeing like what color she wore a lot. And she looks like she wore a lot of baby blue. He went to Target and I helped him pick out. I did the three thing. A nice mug, a baby blue pair of fuzzy socks.
Love.
And a small blue candle.
That's the appropriate gift for a coworker.
Boom. Correction. Now that I say that, the budget was $20.
That's nuts.
Yep. Like the engraved business card holder was easily 50. Easily. Crazy.
Oh. On the note of engraved gifts, there's like some good options out there for monogrammed items for gifts for people that you don't really want to get like too sentimental, but still want to make it personal for them. There's a very fine line. This was a gift idea that I actually wanted to do for you.
Was it? Should you not tell me? Do you think you'll ever get it for me?
Maybe, but. It's okay. I'll get it for you when you're not expecting it. And now
for Flag Day, it's like a random holiday.
Yeah, we should exchange for Flag Day. I'll get it for you later down the line. But this is a good way to gauge if you like it. And you like saw it on the list. So YSL does, and you've been like so into lip products lately. YSL does monogrammed lipsticks. I think their YSL lip is $46 and they do complimentary engraving.
Yeah.
And this is so cool because like you have all of those vintage like lip.
My finger purses too.
Yeah, finger purses and like don't you have some old makeup tubes?
Yeah, I have like the old rouge.
Right.
Yeah.
So something like that
wow,
is something. Okay. Cool. It's something that. They could, that's not something that they would like throw away. Right. They'll keep that. Yeah. And that's now part of their like vintage collection because it's like YSL is a good, yeah, it's a good brand.
But it's a way to get designer without breaking the bank.
Way to get designer without breaking the bank. It could be personal, sentimental.
I got that for Brie last year. Oh, I got really? Her. I got her the Dior lip oil, and I engraved BP on it.
Love,
and she loves it.
Yep,
and she uses it, but she'll still keep the thing afterwards. So you're using it, but you're not getting rid of it.
Exactly. That's like the key.
I forgot I did that.
I actually grabbed a couple other examples. If the person you're gifting isn't necessarily like a makeup person, YSL and Dior are some of the like higher end makeup brands that do the complimentary engraving. The brand. Papier. It's PAPIER. Yeah. They do stationery and like really cool office supplies. So if you want to do, my mom got you this last year. Mm-hmm. She got you a custom
cookbook. So, but it's like the skeleton of a cookbook, and I put my own recipes into it.
Right.
And I love it.
So, like such a good sentimental gift, but doesn't break the bank.
Nope. I literally have it like on display in my room because it's so,
it's really such pretty.
Good quality. Their shit's good quality.
Yeah. Leatherology does monogrammed leather goods. Mm. Williams Sonoma does monogrammed home goods. So if you want to get them like a really cool apron or even like a wooden spoon and fork set.
Love that.
Like a salad set. You can get like something engraved like that.
Good for a chef.
Oh, on that note, one thing I did 1 year, let's get into like DIY gifts, because I feel like that's a whole other category where you could, you know, you could really get into it.
Especially if you're feeling like you're on a budget this year.
Right.
Things that you make. I mean, you're a fraction of the price at that point.
DIYing and thrifting gifts is a very, very good way to like stay on budget if you need to. 1 year, what I did was I got my boyfriend at the time, his mother was a chef, and I got her a wooden chopping board, but they do these like screen print, I guess it's like a version of screen printing where you
laser printing on the wood
and cool. I did like a custom recipe, and then I did like some ingredient like graphics on it.
Wow.
And it was like a custom
God, I would love that
cutting board for her. And it was like, I think I got the cutting board on Amazon for like $20, and then I just printed out the print and like I don't think it was engraving, but it was like ink transferring it onto the wooden board.
Huh, and then they like probably glaze it. So it's right. So it's interesting.
Right. And it's just like,
where'd you get this done?
I did it.
Oh, you, oh yeah. Shit.
It was DIY. God, I
literally just said that.
Right. But there's like, you know, there's so many different DIY things that look up Lore DIY.
There you go. Plug. I remember a few years ago, Kaya did homemade granola in mason jars, and we still use the fucking mason jars, you guys. Like literally I made caramel last night and it's on our counter right now. And I loved it. I love those gifts. The granola was so good. It was thoughtful. It was yummy as hell. Like, you know,
budget friendly
and a lot of heart into that.
Yes.
I feel like when you make anything, it's
baked
like,
goods are always a good gift.
They're going to be eaten.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I know 1 year my sister did a full DIY year for everybody. And she did like different candles and just jar type gifts, anything that would fit in a jar, which I liked, because then you obviously reuse the jar.
Yep. I got the oven baked clay, and I made my mom. She loves quotes. She'll put a quote on anything. Yes. She also wears a lot of jewelry. So I made her jewelry dishes, and I put like little cute mother-daughter quotes on the dishes.
That's so cute.
And clay is like so cheap on Amazon.
Oh, yeah. The clay oven bake, you can also make earrings. I know I've seen people do earrings or like pendants for necklaces, coasters. You can make anything for a coaster, like sliced wood.
I thought you were going to say sliced bread.
Sliced bread, sliced meat, deli meat coasters.
Cold cuts.
Ew. Petrified cold cuts for coasters.
Cute. Sick. I would love.
It depends like, how it's done.
Deli meat as coasters,
but like not real deli meat.
Sure. Get clay.
Make and paint it to look like deli meat. That's a cool coaster.
Or olive loaf.
I just thought of something cute.
Love.
You ready?
Yeah.
A coaster set, but it's all the layers of a burger.
Oh my God, you guys.
Bun, lettuce, patty, tomato, cheese. Like
genius.
And they stack when you're not using them. And then
it looks like a burger.
This is such so a good cool. idea. You guys can take it. You can
take it. Wow. We should have a clay like making night.
I would love, before I get my nails done. I don't know. I just feel like clay is.
So like this week?
Yeah. Clay is just gross on
like
acrylic nails.
Okay.
Teach their own. Another good gift. I used to do this a lot as a kid. Well, it obviously didn't have a job. coupon books.
Oh, love that.
But I love like
free back massage.
Exactly.
Love.
I think these are cute for like relationships too.
Significant others. Yeah.
You can get like naughty with it.
Yep.
Use your imagination. I think this would even be cute for like a roommate situation. Like,
yes.
Like, I'll do your laundry 3 days in a row or like, you know, shit like that.
Love that.
And that's literally free. It's more so service based, but it's so appreciated.
We should do that like not as a gift and just have a coupon book on this. And we'll do like service type stuff.
Or let's write them and put them like service type things, but in a jar.
In a jar.
Pull them out.
And whenever we're like you do this a lot. I don't want to make my bed.
Right.
You'll pull it out.
And I'm like, Alex, you have to make my bed.
We should do that.
Yeah. That's actually where the idea came from when I was writing that down is I was thinking like something I would appreciate service based. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. I would love this gift, Alex. If you gave me a coupon that's like, I will fully reorganize your room.
Really? I feel like if you asked, gift. I would do that.
But like, that's probably something I would never just flat out ask you. Like it right. would feel impolite to do that. But if you give me a coupon,
right now I'm going to be like, to do it too.
And it's going to be fun.
For you, I love
me,
that.
For you and for me.
I love right? that. We should do that.
If you have Virgos in your life.
That's a great gift.
Yeah, that's good. I don't know. I think that coupon books are underrated.
They're cute. And there's ways that you can like DIY the actual function of the book.
Right. The paper thing we were just talking about. You can customize any type of book on there. I made one for myself. This actually would be a cute gift idea too. And I made it to where I put all the receipts of my favorite meals. Mm. I taped them inside the book. Whatever. That was a side note. But you can make the coupon book on a website, something like that.
Right.
And like
they probably do like tear away too. So exactly. You can like, it's like perforated.
That's so cute.
Another cute gift. On, I think Etsy does this. I'm sure Etsy does this.
Etsy does everything.
Literally
by the way,
everything.
Start on Etsy when you're shopping because why not support a small business too?
Right. But one thing that I've done was you upload a photo and they turn it into a puzzle. So for all of you like puzzle lovers out there, don't just get them like a random city scene puzzle. Get them like a photo that they love. Get them a photo of their animal. That should be so sick.
That's what Tanner did for me.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. He did that last year.
Did you do it?
No, I threw it away.
Love that.
Well, you know what I will say?
What? You told him to do it?
No.
Oh.
No. The photos he used were really bad resolution.
Oh, upload a good... Okay.
It has to be a perfect resolution thing or it's a really bad puzzle.
Upload a good quality image.
It was a bad quality image. He did one of Link and then he did our favorite picture of the two
of us.
He
would do that.
It was cute, but he did it wrong.
Don't do it
wrong.
And
that's the epitome of our relationship.
Yikes. Oh, God.
For our final gift idea, I think this is a great gift for anybody in your life.
I'm scared. What are you about to say?
Whether this is their passion or not, I think anybody would appreciate this. The deck of decks.
Oh, yeah.
The deck of decks created by us in collaboration with Bicycle Playing Cards.
You know why? Because it's beautiful.
It really is. Like, it's, all seriousness, guys.
It's budget friendly. It feels like fancy. Like, you know, everyone loves to play a good game of cards, but it's not your everyday red or blue deck.
I still get mesmerized by the foil on it.
Oh, all the time.
It's so pretty. Yeah, no, all seriousness, I think this is a great gift.
And it's small. Yeah. So
it's stocking stuffer.
Good stocking stuffer. It's also like one of those cute, you know, there's always that point in the night when you're opening your gifts and then you're looking around the tree and you're like, oh, there's nothing left. But then there's that one little thing that you forgot about.
Boom.
Deck of cards.
Deck of decks. There you go.
It's just a good gift.
Just saying, just throwing it out there. As always, though, Deck of Decks is always linked down below if you guys want to shop.
This was fun. I feel like there's, you know, there's always a way to up your gifting game.
And we hope that this episode at least helped. I feel like right now, especially literally the 11th of December, is crunch time. This is your final chance if you're going to order online. Like, this is your final chance to get things on time for the holidays. So we wanted to throw this out for some gift ideas.
Right. And gift giving could typically, like, it could be intimidating. And it's one thing that I procrastinate on.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, we wanted to give this to you guys. So you literally have the answer. Like, go and.
We had to have named something that person you're thinking about is going to like.
Right.
And if we didn't, then God, this person's difficult to shop for, dude. Maybe give them a fucking Amazon gift card.
Yeah, there's always gonna, you know what? My dad's really bad at gift, like, not gift giving, but he's just so hard to buy for.
Oh, to buy for. Got yeah, it.
He's like, yeah. He's always the one who, like, we just resort to slippers.
That's what I got him last year.
Yeah. Because he's so hard to buy for.
Yeah. Some people are. I get people, that.
It's the thing is, but it's like,
appreciate the slippers too.
Exactly. Like, people could be hard to buy for, but there are ways to go around it so that you kind of make their experience a little less like, oh, okay, they got me something I like.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. I don't think I could ever marry a bad gift giver.
Yeah.
Gift giving is one of my love languages, though. So that's a me thing.
It's important to you.
To me that, like, when you think of gifts for me, big or small, I don't care, but I want them to be, like, thought out.
My the last relationship I was in, he worked at a printing company, and when I tell you that every single gift that I had gotten from him in the 4-ish years of dating was a printed item, because it was just, like, convenient for him.
And he even got your family parents, coasters.
Yes.
He got the coasters.
Like, everything was printed. And it, like, at first it was cool because it was, like, all custom.
This is his thing.
His thing. But then it's
every
like.
Every time.
Okay, wait. I don't want everything to just be, like, a printed. Like, you know, I already have this. We live together.
Repeat gifts. That's a thing. Yeah. Avoid them. That's all I'm going to say. If you can, try and avoid the repeat gifts, or alternate at least. You know, right. Like, not every year.
Don't make it obvious that this is what you do every year.
I would not like that. Your presence is a present.
Right. It's a thought that counts.
Yeah, we, like, obviously there's that part of gift giving, but we really wanted this to be more of, like, a realistic gift guide because, you know, at the gate, we started with the budget, and it sucks to say, but it is something you got to think about.
It matters.
So, yeah. I hope you guys got a little something from this. For Patreon, I want to hear literally, like, the worst gifts you've ever received, and how did you deal with it in the moment?
Right.
Did you have to open it in front of them and be like, thank you. I'm sure. This is so nice. Like,
worst gifts or best gifts?
Yeah. Mostly worst, but I'll take mostly worst.
Can you think of really good a worst gift you've ever received?
Probably not. I probably forgot about it.
Block that one out.
Growing up, we didn't really do gifts. And I say that because that really cut out, like, 20 years worth of chances of bad gifts.
Right.
And then once I got in adulthood, the people giving me gifts were only people that, like, I fuck with.
Right.
So I don't think
they kind of, like, got you.
I haven't really got any, like, what the fuck gifts.
Right.
Yeah. I feel like every gift I've got has been from a person who knows me.
Oh my God. Okay. Sorry. Wild story before we let you guys go. My aunt got a new neighbor that moved in. This was years ago. Okay. Got a new neighbor that moved in next door, and they would, like, exchange for occasions and stuff, and she would always give gift cards. My aunt, this happened, like, a couple times, and my aunt didn't say anything, but every time she would go to use, it would be like $20 at, like, I don't know, Starbucks for my teenage cousin, or $20 at, like, Toys R Us. Every time she would go to use the gift card, it wouldn't work. She later found out that she's stealing them. She was stealing gift cards and just writing, like, $20 on them but
not loading them.
Not loading the gift cards. And every time my aunt would be like, okay, let's go to use your Toys R Us gift card. But my aunt would be stuck to, like, have to pay for the $20 gift that's, like, on the belt.
Oh my God.
Isn't that crazy?
So don't do that.
No, don't do that.
That's crazy. At that point, don't give me anything.
Right. Like, but she just realized that it happened, like, a handful of times where they would get gift cards. And she, at one point, she was just like, I'm not even going to try.
Like, I know there's nothing on this.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Crazy.
That's one way to do it.
Crazy. Don't do that. Have fun gift giving. It could be fun.
I think the best type of holiday too is, and I've done several years of this, when you're, like, with everybody close in your life, hey, no gifts this year.
Yeah. Oh, God bless.
That's the best year. You guys got to relate to that. Like, and that's coming from someone who gift giving is my love language. I love a year when everybody's like, you know what? Let's not do it this year. Oh,
every year, me and my brother send the text. Are we exchanging this year?
Yeah. I did that with my sister this year.
Are we doing it? And sometimes we're like, nah. And then sometimes we're like, yeah, I have this idea.
This is the first year in fucking almost a decade that my sister and I are exchanging, and we're giving each other one book.
Love that.
And it could be fiction, nonfiction, but one book that we think the other one will appreciate. So there's your last little idea if needed.
Cool.
All right, guys. We'll talk to you guys next week. Patreon, we'll talk to you on Friday. If you're listening on Spotify, please leave us a nice little review, some 5 stars. That would be a really good gift to give.
Yeah.
And if you're on YouTube, a really good gift to give would be subscribing. I don't know. Turn on your notifications. I don't know.
Leave a comment too.
I don't know.
I like those.
Just something like that. All right, guys. We love you so much. We'll talk to you later.
Bye. Bye.